It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and I want to kind of keep going on this entrepreneurship journey, productivity, hustle mentality type of theme that we've been going on in the last couple of weeks. And I want to kind of talk a little bit more about my journey and kind of bring it a little full circle here and show you exactly how I learned all these tricks. And especially a couple of weeks ago when I gave you the tactics and tricks that I've used and tools that I've used to stay productive. Now, I kind of want to talk about how that became, how that came to be and how I learned all of these things and how I use it in my business and in my everyday life as well. So for those of you that don't know, I haven't always been a marketer. I haven't always been an entrepreneur. When I got out of high school, back then, and we won't say how far back that actually was, but back then in the Windsor area, one of the biggest things to do as a teen young adult was to get into the trades. So tool and die, mold making, and all that kind of thing. So wasn't something that I really absolutely loved, but at the time, it was kind of cool, and there was a lot of money to be made. Shops were desperate for people, so you could always move shops, make even more money as your career went on. But that wasn't for me. I tried so many different things, working on the floor, getting into the offices, doing design work, and then becoming an IT guy. And that was all fine and dandy, but it wasn't something that I was passionate about. It wasn't something that I loved. And at the time, I was at the University of Windsor, and I was part of the paramedic team there. I was part of it was called ERT, the Emergency Response Team. And that was something I was very passionate about. I absolutely loved that. It was a way for me to help others and kind of keep the community safe. And it was I was so passionate about that. Now, in order to be a paramedic in Ontario, you actually had to go to the college, do a two-year program, and then you have to write a test called the EMCA in order to become a paramedic. Now, my high school grades, because it was all technical, I didn't have the sciences for that. So I had to go back to St. Clair College and take a, it was like basically your 13th year of high school. They called it OAC here. It was kind of that redone so I can get the credits in order to be eligible to apply for the paramedic program. Now, while I was doing that, I started working at the beer store part-time. Now, that was just a job, just so I had something, had a little bit of spending money, and that wasn't going to be my career. This was just something to get me through college, and then I could become a paramedic. Well, as fate would have it, as I moved up to permanent part-time and then on my way to full-time in a really quick span, I was actually making more money than what I would have as a paramedic. And I had to make that decision. Do I want to stay doing this or do I want to be a paramedic? And at the time, as a young man, money spoke to me and I stayed with that. Now, how does all of that coincide with being an entrepreneur and being productive? Well, with the beer store, and then even in 2013, when I got a management position, my days were pretty structured. You had to get in an hour before the store opened. You had a set routine of paperwork that had to get done. You had to count money and stock and all these things. And then you went throughout your day. Beer trucks came in when they were scheduled, and this wasn't something that I had control of, and go about your day. You leave after your eight as a manager, 10, 12 plus hours some days, go back and do it all over. So I didn't really have a set. I couldn't set my routine. I couldn't set any of my own systems in place. Even as a manager, even as I ran the store, a lot of that was micromanaged by my DM, our regional manager, and our corporate office. So again, I didn't have a lot of control over any of that. Now, fast forward to 2016 when I left the beer store. And if you're not part of our email list, I tell that complete story there. That's something that you should get on. Send me a message and I'll definitely get you on there. But even if you download our Todoist premium, our free subscription, as well as the bonus that we give you, that gets you on our email list as well, just so we can send you that. But you'll see that story there. Now, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But when I left the beer store in 2016, that wasn't for me. I just working for somebody else and having the answer, not being able to control what I could do, especially missing tons of family functions, family dinners, especially on Sundays, missing holiday dinners because I was stuck at work. Now, I didn't want any of that. That's not how I wanted to live my life. So as I got into the entrepreneur journey, working from home seemed really cool until you actually had to be productive. So you're at home, the dishes could be done. I'll do that and get back to work. There's some show on TV that I missed. Oh, I can watch that. I'll catch up on my shows and then I'll get back to work. Might as well throw the laundry and sweep the floors. Next thing you know, the half the day's gone and you haven't accomplished anything yet. So I knew it would be difficult, but I knew I need to have some systems in place. So what I did was I started to talk to some friends that were in, that were already entrepreneurs, that had been entrepreneurs for a long time. And I wanted to see how they did things, from people that were already working at home to people that were actually business owners and had their own stores, their own retail shops, their own companies, and see how everybody kind of did what they did to stay productive and become successful. Then I started getting any and every book I could possibly read, from High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard to probably one of my favorite was Eat That Frog. And that really kind of helped me really set out how I was going to be productive and how I was going to start with my to-do list. Now, it's no secret that I love the app Todoist. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But when I got introduced to that, reading the book, Eat That Frog, really kind of changed how I use the app. Now, the first couple of years that I used Todoist, I hardly used it at all, from maybe 1,000 tasks for the year to 4,000 tasks to thousands of tasks going forward and how I use it now. But Eat That Frog basically lays out, you want to eat the frog. You want to have that biggest task and you want to tackle that big task first, right? So what I do is I use my pen and my rocket book. I'll go through my whole list of tasks that I have that day. Now I have all that structured in Todoist and I have some of those templates there for you as well. So you can see what I use and how I use them. But I'll write down all the major tasks that I have. Now, typically I'll have about 40 to 50 tasks on any given day, but a lot of that is routine. So those are things I don't write down. What I actually need to get done, whether it's creating content for a client, scheduling content for a client, writing blogs, recording podcasts, the bigger tasks that have to get done, I'll write that out. Then from there, I'll take the top three tasks. And out of those top three tasks, I'll kind of prioritize, okay, what needs to get done? What's the biggest, hardest task that I have today? I'm going to get rid of that first. Once that's done, I'll go to the next big frog and eat that. And then I'll go to the next frog and eat that. And with doing it that way, with that system, the more you tackle off your to-do list, the easier it gets throughout the day. Now, using that method and time blocking in, whether it be a Google calendar, your iCalendar, Apple calendar, whatever calendars for Apple, or even just a calendar on your computer or Outlook or whatever. But as long as you have your calendar up and you block a certain time out. Now, I skirted and I gave a little bit more time than I kind of figured I need just in case. But as you get more efficient in doing your tasks, you can kind of shrink that. And I typically like doing 1 hour to 2 hour tops for my time blocks. So I'll block, say, 8 in the morning to 9, say 9 to 11, 11 to 12, whatever the case may be. Once that's done, I'll get up, walk around, stretch, get away from the screens, kind of reset myself, sit back down to that next time block, tackle the next big frog, and then keep going. When you do all of that in the morning, your afternoon is golden. Now, if you're not like me and you're a night owl, the start of your workday, no matter what time it is, get that done. So when it gets later in the night, when you're almost done what you need to do for the day, that's all the easy stuff. You can peg those tasks off, tackle them, get them out of the way a lot quicker than the bigger frogs. Now, using Todoist to have a reminder of your tasks and a reminder of anything that you have to do in your business. Like for me, I have onboarding, offboarding. Each client has its own project in Todoist where you have daily, weekly, monthly tasks that have to get done, as well as other different tasks that I have for different clients. That's all set. A lot of them are reoccurring tasks that will keep coming up after I do them. A lot of them are weekday tasks, not on the weekend, depending on how you want to set that up. And that's all part of the Todoist Premium, which is in and around $40 for the entire year. So to have, be able to create your systems and have run your business efficiently, $40 a year is literally nothing. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today, was kind of how I went through and couldn't really justify and couldn't make my own routines and schedules to being able to learn how to be productive using different books and talking to different entrepreneurs, using the time block method, using Todoist, and using the eat the frog method, where I tackle the hardest, biggest tasks first, and then I make my way down. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully you get a little bit out of this. And like I said, we'll talk about the Todoist shortly after this little bit in the outro. But definitely, if you haven't gotten Todoist already, I had two people message me last week that they got it, and they can't believe they heard me talk about it and just ignored it, really. And now that they're starting to use it, they're really, really loving it. So again, give it a try. It's free for 2 months. Just give that a try. See if you like it. If you don't like it, that's cool. At least you tried something and tried to improve the systems that you have. But it runs my life. It runs my business. And it's one of the best apps I have. I like that better than any of the social media apps out there. So hopefully I got a little bit out of this podcast today. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey, everybody, hold up one quick second. Now, you heard me talk about Todoist in this podcast and how absolutely amazing it is and how it's changed the way I do business and how I run my personal life as well. Now, I want to give you that chance to try the pro version of Todoist absolutely free. So the free version is incredible, but the pro version has so many more features. And one of the best parts is it has the reminders that keep you on track with all of your tasks and all of your projects and all of your goals. Now, I love Todoist so much, and I wanted to make sure that you really got the most out of the app to help not only yourself, but your business as well. So I want to over-deliver just a little bit. So not only am I going to give you 2 months of Todoist Pro for free, I'm going to give you my 3 most used templates. Now, these are templates that I use every single day in my personal life and in my business to help me stay stay on track with all of my goals, make sure all my projects are finished and completed on time, and all of my tasks are done on a daily basis. So to do that, all you have to do is head to rustechmedia.com/todoist, and Todoist Pro for the next 2 months is yours absolutely free, as well as the three most used templates I use every single day. So again, head to rustechmedia.com/todoist, and all that is yours. Hopefully you love Todoist as much as I do, and hopefully, above all else, it helps you grow your business and become way more productive in your daily life. Thanks, and I'll chat with you again next week.